My guest at this time is Dr. Mike Evans, longtime Middle Eastern expert, personal friend of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and the author of dozens of books, one of which, not that many years ago, was entitled Jimmy Carter, the Liberal Left, and World Chaos. And he joins me now to discuss some of the comments that the former president has made in the wake of the terrorist attacks in Paris, including one that suggests that conditions in Israel and the surrounding area for the Palestinians might be one of the reasons for that terrorist attack. And we'll get into that in just a moment. Dr. Evans, as always, thank you very much for being with us.
Good to be back with you, Greg.
Well, the question came up on The Daily Show, of all places, and Jon Stewart trying to make the case that the terrorists only use religion as a cloak, and if it wasn't religion, they would use something else. But here's what Jimmy Carter had to say in response to that.
But one of the origins for it is the Palestinian problem, you know, and this aggravates people who are affiliated anyway with the Arab people who live in the West Bank and Gaza. What they're doing now, what's being done to them.
What's being done to them in the West Bank and Gaza? What do you make of him making that connection to the Paris terrorist attack?
Well, he's almost correct. If he said it accurately, he'd be correct. If he said one of the origins of it is the PLO problem, he would have been close, because the PLO is a terrorist organization. And by the way, when Jimmy Carter was president of the United States, the PLO wasn't in Israel. They had gone from Jordan, which they tried to destroy, to Syria, which they tried to destroy. They were in Beirut, Lebanon. So this was a terrorist organization which in 1972 authored the Munich Massacre. They were the Al-Qaeda of that day. So it was if the PLO would be indeed be can be blamed, but not the Israelis over the Palestinians. That's insane.
In a subsequent interview with the Huffington Post, being interviewed by Mark Lamont Hill, Mr. Carter went on to say that he didn't put too much credence in Benjamin Netanyahu's invitation to Jews in France to come to Israel where they might be safer, saying that they most likely be more safe in France than in certain parts of Israel. What did you make of Netanyahu's offer and Carter's response?
Well, number one, I was very proud of my friend for almost 40 years now, Benjamin Netanyahu, going to Paris, going to France. Why was it important for me? For many reasons. One was his own brother. The Antibes raid was a Air France plane leaving Athens going to Paris, which was hijacked with a French pilot flying the plane, in which his own brother ended up assassinated and ended up in Uganda. So you had Algerian terrorists at the time. You have Algerian terrorists at this present time coming out of Algeria. As a matter of fact, Algeria, it has a funny ring to it, because in the time of Jimmy Carter, it was Jimmy Carter himself who used Cyrus Vance to negotiate what's called the Algerian Accord, in which he told the Iran, if you will do what I want you to do, I will give you $7.9 billion, which he did, by the way. He transferred it to the Bank of England from the Federal Reserve and signed an Algerian Accord. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the overthrow of the Shah of Iran, which Farah Pulav told me, the Empress, the wife of the Shah, when Jimmy Carter met with them, her husband said to her, he wants the political prisoners released. He wants freedom of the press. He wants a terrorist by the name of Khomeini to be the head of this country. If Carter succeeds, Iran will be overthrown. The Russians will invade Afghanistan. Iraq will invade Iran. And who knows what hell will come upon the earth. So personally, I blame Jimmy Carter for what happened in Paris, France. I blame Jimmy Carter because he began it all with his liberal left policies in Iran. The president of France told me personally, Giscard d'Estaing, he said at the Guadeloupe summit, Mr. Carter came. I told him, Khomeini's a terrorist. He said, no, he's going to be a Gandhi-like figure. We're going to bring him into Iran, and we're going to get the Shah out. He said to me, he was a bastard of conscience. He told that to me, the president of France at that time. So I blame Jimmy Carter for what happened just recently, because the whole problem we're dealing with today goes back to Mr. Carter and his PLO, his terrorist organization, not Palestinians. There were no Palestinian terrorists at the time. It was a terrorist organization that became the poster boy for all the terrorist organizations today.
Talking with Dr. Mike Evans, and Dr. Evans, just as an exit question here, obviously a lot of reaction to the fact that neither the president nor any super high-ranking member of his administration was at that major rally in Paris on Sunday. Just a major oversight on his part, or something more significant in your mind?
No, no oversight. Impossible to have an oversight. When you have your vice president in the region, you have your attorney general there within a few miles, complete no oversight. He was simply saying to the Muslim world, I feel your pain. I understand your hurt and the injustices done to you. That's what he was fundamentally saying. He was giving a liberal left excuse for what happened. Shame on him. And shame on Jimmy Carter for saying what he said to the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. He needs to take responsibility, because the terror we're experiencing today, I wrote about it in the 800-page book you referred to, Jimmy Carter, the Liberal Left in World Chaos. This man was the chief architect. He was the chief architect of everything that fueled and fed terror. And he still is. He still is buying into this narrative that the PLO, a terrorist organization, need to have their legitimate rights. No, they don't need legitimate rights. You've got more Palestinians right now living wonderfully in the United States than we're living in the state of Israel during Carter's time. It's not about the Palestinians. It's about terror. And Carter's weak liberal left policies that accommodates terror. And unfortunately, Obama is Carter on steroids. He buys into the Carter ideology that these people are victims and that the real perpetrators are us. He won't say it, but that's what he believes.
Dr. Evans, on that sobering note, we'll have to call time. Thank you, sir, very much for your time, as always.
You're quite welcome, Greg.
Dr. Mike Evans, longtime Middle Eastern expert, author of dozens of books, including Jimmy Carter, The Liberal Left, and World Chaos. He's also been a longtime friend, as he mentioned, for many years with current Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.